Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama stepping up pressure on the U.S. Senate, which appears set for a political showdown Sunday when it meets only hours before some key surveillance powers of the National Security Agency are set to expire. Before lawmakers left for a one-week recess, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed the USA Freedom Act. That compromised legislation would end bulk collection of Americans' phone records, but let the NSA search the records held by phone companies on a case-by-case basis. President Obama spoke to reporters on Friday.
So we now have Democrats and Republicans in both the House and the Senate who think this is the right way to go. We've got our law enforcement and national security teams and civil liberties proponents and advocates who say this is the right way to go.
President Obama said he needs to remind everyone that at midnight on Sunday, a whole range of authorities that the U.S. intelligence community uses to track terrorists will expire. Spanish government has approved an accord to permanently host a U.S. military force that would mainly deal with crises in Africa. The agreement will allow the U.S. to station up to 3,000 military personnel and 400 aircraft at the Morón Air Base located near the city of Seville in southern Spain. United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a list designating the country as a state sponsor of terrorism. It was another step toward the resumption of diplomatic links between Havana and Washington after a five-decade standoff. Cuba's removal from the list would give it more access to global financial markets and loans from organizations such as the World Bank. This is VOA News. Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at two heavily fortified five-star hotels in the capital, Baghdad, killing at least 15, wounding 42 others. Nobody claimed responsibility for the blast, but Iraq is seeing almost daily attacks that have been frequently claimed by the Islamic State insurgents. Those hotel attacks in Baghdad happened as Iraq is launching an offensive to retake territory. Ross to the Islamic State fighters. We get more now from VOA's Zlatica Hoc.
Iraqi troops at an army base in the north are getting ready to start a ground offensive at a moment's notice. Their commander says police and local tribal militias will participate in the battle.
We will work as a team. We will have the highest level of coordination.
Coalition airstrikes already have begun to weaken Islamic State positions ahead of the ground offensive. Iraqi special forces and Shiite paramilitary fighters fought Wednesday to retake a major oil refinery from the militants. The large Baiji refinery complex has changed hands several times in the past year. The government recaptured it from the militants in November. Earlier this month, the militants broke through the perimeter of the complex and have been gaining ground. Zlatica Hoc, Washington.
A Prophet Muhammad cartoon drawing contest sponsored by a group of potentially armed bikers got underway Friday outside an Islamic community center in the U.S. state of Arizona. Organizers say the rally is in response to an incident earlier this month in which two gunmen opened fire on a similar contest in Texas. Both gunmen were killed. Shooting in Texas was claimed by the Islamic State militants. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say gunmen shot and killed numerous bus passengers late Friday. Incident happened in the violence-hit Balochistan province, where a group of heavily armed men wearing security forces uniforms intercepted two buses in the remote Mastung district and seized 35 passengers. No one has yet claimed responsibility for that violence. Southeast Asian nations agreed to intensify on Friday search and rescue efforts for thousands of migrants adrift at sea, but a statement released at the end of a regional meeting in Bangkok failed to mention the Rohingya minority, whose members fleeing Myanmar comprise the majority of those migrants. FIFA President Sepp Blatter was reelected to another four-year term. It happened Friday, days after football's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. This week, authorities arrested seven top football officials in Zurich.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of our celebration of the 89th birthday of Miles Davis here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and we'll be hearing the words of Miles Davis and, of course, lots of his wonderful music. Yes, Miles Dewey Davis was born on the 26th of May in 1926. He would be 89 years old if he were around today, and so many folks still wish he was around today. 89 doesn't seem so old sometimes when you think about it. You think about great artists like Roy Haynes, who's now above 90 years old, still going strong. Miles could be here making music just like he always did. It's a dream I have. Well, so many folks loved the music that Miles Davis made. He was so influential, and not just for those who love listening to the music, but those who made the music too and knew Miles. I remember once in the 1980s, I was having an interview session with the great vocalist Al Jarreau when I was working in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. He came into the studio for the interview. He had a brand new recording we were going to talk about, but all he wanted to talk about was Miles' new recording that had just come out called You're Under Arrest. He kept asking me, "Do you have the record? I'd love to see it." That's what he was excited about, not his own work. Well, just to prove how much he loved Miles, here's a version of Miles Davis' classic Tutu, turned into a vocal presentation titled Long Come Tutu, with lyrics by Al Jarreau, and a collaboration with the great guitarist George Benson. They both loved Miles. It's from their album Giving It Up. George Benson and Al Jarreau with Tutu, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America as we remember Miles Davis.
You know what makes me smile? It's kicking his groove for miles. It always makes me grin, no matter what mood I'm in. You know what makes me smile? It's kicking his groove for miles. It always makes me grin, no matter what mood I'm in. A long, long time we were waiting. A long, long time still awaiting. A thrill gone, one thrill gone. Long gone, to do 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 do. Thank you.
Long come to do. recorded in 1965 in New York, a song written by a great pianist, the late, great McCoy Tyner, interpretation by another great pianist, Ahmad Jamal, Effendi, the name of the piece, here on VOA's Jazz America. And I wanted to play that for you first because it's a beautiful piece of piano trio work, and secondly because Ahmad Jamal had a very deep effect upon the music of Miles Davis. Miles loved that sense of space in his music, and he had mentioned it openly in public quite a few times. Miles Davis was a gentleman who had many different styles that he would morph into as time went on, and people would follow him musically over the years. Now, what was it about him that made him want to change his styles constantly? Everything from big band to bebop to modal jazz to jazz fusion, the electrification of the music. And then in the latter stages of his life and career, his incorporation of hip-hop and modern beats and street rhythms into his music. I remember guitarist John Scofield, an associate of Miles Davis, saying that Miles had told him that he was always changing because it was a disease. He couldn't stay in one place musically for very long. Whatever the reason may be, let's find out from Miles himself about those many musical changes and then hear some of his music here on VOA's Jazz America.
I do change it, but I can't help it, you know. It's not that I'm a genius, but it's just that I can't help it. I play it one way so long, I just have to change my way, you know, in order to give it to you so you'll like it.
I like a lot of rhythm, broken rhythm. I like strong melodies. I like smooth voice leading on the piano and chords on the synthesizer. Maybe a patch on the synthesizer will turn me on to write something in that particular patch.
Listen, sound and music change so slick. It's like the world on its axis, you know, turning. It doesn't turn so you can say I'm turning. It turns so slow that you can't feel it. You know, music changes you.
Miles Davis Electric from 1984, the album Decoy, the song Code MD, with a little help from John Scofield on guitar and Branford Marsalis on soprano sax. Many people took songs made famous by Miles and made them their own. Case in point, the Jazz Mandolin Project with their version of Milestones from the album After Dinner Jams on Jazz America from VOA 1. Miles Davis classic played on a mandolin. Oh, that was exciting, was it not? Hope you enjoyed that from the Jazz Mandolin Project. More of Miles Davis coming up. As a matter of fact, you're just about to hear the voice of my predecessor here on VOA, Willis Conover, introducing Miles Davis at the Newport Jazz Festival. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from Emmanuel Nwagwugwu from Nigeria. He wrote, to the presenter of Jazz America at VOA. I'm Emmanuel from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, and a longtime listener to jazz music on VOA. I love most of your compilation. Thanks a lot for your good job. I want a shout out for my friends here offshore where I work. Obi, Destiny, Prince, Edith, Duru, and the rest. Best regards, Emmanuel from Nigeria. Well, Emmanuel, thank you for your kind words, and I hope you enjoyed that shout out to your friends, and I hope they had a chance to hear it as well as you listen to Jazz America and help us celebrate Miles Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take to the stage at Newport, Rhode Island for the Newport Jazz Festival. The year is 1958, and VOA's Willis Conover is introducing Miles Davis.
In the Ellington conception, it isn't the instrument that's being played that makes the difference, but the man who plays it. The leader of our next group has found himself in the same situation which Mr. Ellington has known, that of establishing a very distinctive, original, personal sound, and then hearing it coming back from all his admirers and being forced to extend his own creative boundaries once again to find something that is, again, distinctively his own. I'd like to introduce the members of the group. At the drums, Jimmy Cobb. On bass, Paul Chambers. At the piano, Bill Evans. Tenor saxophone, John Coltrane. Alto, Julian Cannonball Adderley. And the leader, trumpet, Miles Davis. We'll be right back.
just another of the many faces of the music of Miles Davis. In this case, from 1968 in the album Fields to Kilimanjaro, the song entitled Freelon Brune, Brown Hornet, featuring Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums, and on the acoustic and electric piano, helping Miles Davis electrify his sound in the late 60s, Herbie Hancock. Chick Corea also joined in the sessions that became Fields to Kilimanjaro, playing both acoustic and electric keyboards, and Miles Davis moved away from straight swing rhythms to more of a free, groove-oriented sound that marked the beginning of the jazz fusion era. The chameleon of jazz, Miles Davis. In the latter stages of his career, including his last recorded effort from 1990 titled Doobop, we're going to hear his collaboration with rapper Easy Mo B, who helped hip-hop and jazz come together in the music of Miles on a song entitled Blow. But before we hear that, what was going on in the mind of the great Miles Davis toward the end of his life? Well, let's find out in a conversation that a French journalist had with Miles backstage at the Paris Jazz Festival, the 10th annual, on the 3rd of November in 1989. Let's listen in as the journalist remarks on something that many people have thought about over the years in relation to Miles Davis, that mysterious sound of his.
There's something very mysterious in it. It's in your voicing, in the way you play over the other people. I suppose you're aware of it, but...
Bert Bacharach told me that. He said, and Foley plays like that, when you play with a... You play against the orchestra. You play over. Bert told me, he said, I love when you play against a counter melody to a melody. You know? But, you know, I tell...
Are you concerned with posterity, with what will be left of you, of your works, of the things you think back in those terms, or not?
I wouldn't have gotten into music unless I thought like that. I would, you know, if as a man, I wouldn't want to be here if I couldn't contribute. You know, I can't see a person that doesn't want to contribute to society in any form, being a doctor, lawyer, whatever, especially art form. You know, if you can't put something in, why get out? Or, you know, why get in it? You know, I always thought like that. I never had any, like I want to be famous. I didn't have that. Always wanted to be able to be around the musicians that were the best at what they did and to be accepted. You know, the more you do that, the more you learn. I don't care what the people think. Yeah, well, you know, I'm giving all the time.
the pitch up and thrown to the pavement. Whether left to right or either right to left, wherever a microphone is kept, you be sure to hear my super woobity shoebop, just to show as AB created the doo-hop. Not doo-wop, but bebop mixed with hip-hop. Don't be confused as your mind goes flip-flop. So relax with the trumpet, peeps just thump it. As for the girls, pop it, and make way for display in this way. Easy mobile, Miles Davis gets busy with the sound of his horn on the set. So relax and let go, and me and the chief will just blow. Yeah, me and Miles are gonna blow. I said me and the chief are gonna blow. Yeah, me and Miles are gonna blow. Hey, yo, chief, blow.
Started in the 1940s playing with Billy Eckstine's Big Band and ended up making hip-hop and jazz history with the album Doobop with rapper Easy Mo B. And that same person, Miles Davis, created this beautiful, classic interpretation of the Gershwin composition Summertime from Porgy and Bess here on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. The beautiful side of the music of the late Miles Davis, who would have been 89 on the 26th of May. We could have spent hours and hours, not just 2 hours, saluting this great man. I certainly hope you've enjoyed our brief look at the life and music of Miles Davis. So many people were touched by him, especially those who had a chance to make music with him. It changed their lives and their careers forever. Among them, English guitarist John McLaughlin. Here's a song he wrote simply titled Miles Davis from the album Electric Dreams on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
listening closely to that song written by John McLaughlin in honor of his former boss, Miles Davis. It certainly captured to me the spirit of Miles Davis' music and impressions that Miles Davis had upon John McLaughlin. This is Russ Davis. Thank you for joining me for this salute to Miles. And on the next edition of the program, we'll return to our three-part series of conversations with the 2015 inductees into the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters. In this case, it's the man from Memphis. The great saxophonist George Coleman will join us. We'll have a spirited conversation with Mr. Coleman, and we'll hear his wonderful music. That's next week on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Join me then, won't you?